At home, we build memories, we laugh, and we have fun. You are home
with CCFM 107.5.
Good evening and welcome to Voice It with Sean Lee. I am so, so grateful to be in your company this evening. I'm Sean, as I said, and that was KB featuring Lecrae with the song Sideways. It is 5 minutes past the hour of nine. It's still October. I said last week that I won't be seeing you much in November, but we still find ourselves in October. It's one of those long months again, eh? But I hope that you are great and that you are blessed since the last we heard from one another. And I'm very, very excited for this evening show. I've got great guests in studio with me, and we're going to be playing some of their music tonight, which has really come to be some of my favorite music, some of my get ready in the morning kind of worship music. But I'm sure that you are going to enjoy this. And so we've got Almost Sunday in studio with me a bit later, but obviously we got all the preliminaries to get through, things like birthdays, things like the weather for the week, and then also I would like to hear from you. You know, if there are any birthdays that you are celebrating and any people that you want to send any messages to, so you can do that and be a part of tonight's show on the number 0617981075. Now, so much happened in the last week since we last spoke. I mean, load shedding returned. I thought, yes, man, this was such a great weekend, getting to have all our electricity for ourselves, but the dreaded load shedding returns, but it's on stage two, so we're hoping it's not going to get worse and that we're coming to the end of it for this year, because who knows, ne? You see, for this last few months of the year, can we just enjoy electricity to the fullest means? But yeah, man, it's been so, so great. As I said last week, I was on air with Natasha, which was really, really great. That was on Friday, and the team were out with me last Thursday evening at our Urban Hero Awards, and I thought, you know, I want to share a bit about that this evening, just so that you know what that's about. I work for an organization called the Message Trust, and we really trust God, you know, to see these bad news stories within our communities turn into good news stories. So I get to work with a bunch of individuals, you know, that were once part of the problem in society, but now have become part of the solution within their respective communities. Now, what does that look like? So if you never heard of Gangstar, it is a cafe out in Mowbray that employs ex-offenders. And so we celebrate, you know, what we call urban heroes. And urban heroes is basically what I said, somebody that was once part of a problem that is now becoming part of the solution. And so there were many different people that we got to celebrate. We got to celebrate the likes of Candace Albon, which is a pastor that leads up Holy Spirit Ministries, and she's just doing phenomenal work throughout the city. We got to celebrate her. We got to celebrate Carlisle, that's part of Canaric IV. You know, obviously he's one of the newest members of Canaric IV, but he's doing great stuff throughout the community, but also within his church. And that was one of the gifts, you know, that we celebrated. And then there was this amazing person all the way from Citrusdal. Now, the team is out in Citrusdal this week, and they are actually doing, you know, schools weeks, where they're going into schools, encouraging young people. One of the issues that is on the rise in the community of Citrusdal is actually, you know, mental health issues, that is leading to self-harm and suicide. And so the team went up, but there was one person, that actually started all this about 5 years ago, named Carlin. And, she was on the Friday evening show, and she got to share a bit about the work that is happening in the Citrusdal area. Now, God is doing great things, and we got to celebrate all these lives. But I would like to know, you know, this evening, if you've got a message for an urban hero in your community, I would love for you to send that through this evening, just to encourage somebody that is doing great things. I mean, we've been celebrating over the last 2 months people doing great things within their communities. We had the likes of Leonie in studio with me. We had the likes of, you know, For Grace Foundation, that is all the way in Stellenbosch, doing great things. But we really want to be celebrating people that is doing great things, that is not necessarily recognized by everybody, and they're not doing it for, you know, anybody else but God. We want to celebrate them tonight. So you can send through a few of those encouraging messages. Again, that number 061-798-1075. But I'm talking too much right now, so we're going to get into the music, and I would really, really love to hear from you this evening. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I would like to say welcome to you. But if not, welcome back. Where have you been since last week? Orange Cassidy with a song called Follow You. Before that, we had Jordan with the song titled Streams in the Desert. It was great having Jordan in studio last week, and her song is actually was released, was played here officially, so I felt really, really great that she chose to do it here at CCFM first. But she will be on Expresso tomorrow morning, so if you have not heard the song or have not seen her perform this live yet, please go and tune in tomorrow morning on Expresso. You'll get to see what a vibe Jordan is. So it was really, really great that, as I said, she launched that track on the show. And so I'm excited to see that just blow up. It has been blowing up on social media. It has been blowing up, you know, just people doing dance challenges to the song. I really hope it goes far because it really glorifies Christ. And so I'm very, very excited to see that do really, really great on our charts all over South Africa, not only on CCFM. But let me get stuck into birthdays. Remember that number to dial if you want to send through any birthday request is 061-798-1075. But if your name is Gunther Dubal, then happy birthday to you. Also, Sean Howarth, it's his birthday today. Suzette Manuel, she celebrates her birthday today. Ruben Lloyd Van Staden, happy birthday to you, my friend. Bradley McHugh celebrates his birthday today. And then also Jeffrey Matheson, happiest of birthdays to you. Also, tomorrow we have the 1st of November, and none other than Mr. Wesley George, the general manager of CCFM. He celebrates his birthday tomorrow, so if you have the opportunity, please do send him some love. Also, Chad Brander celebrates his birthday tomorrow, as well as Randy Fisher. But if you celebrate your birthday today, you get to celebrate it with a lot of greats. Firstly, Marcus Rashford. He turns 25 years old today. What a legend he is already at such a young age. Just scored 100 goals for Manchester United yesterday, so I got very excited because we beat West Ham. But he celebrates his birthday today. He also shares his birthday with another United great, which is Dennis Irwin. But if you are into the music scene, then you get to celebrate your birthday with Vanilla Ice today. Hey, a Vanilla Ice baby. Yeah, that was something that I heard growing up all the time on radio, and then recently all over TV as well. The actor Rob Schneider, he celebrates his 59th birthday today. And then the late Emiliano Sala, he celebrates his birthday today. You know, it was so sad that he was actually going to get signed for a Premier League team, and this was one of the biggest moves for him, and sadly on his way to his new team, his plane crashed and he passed away at a very, very young age, Emiliano Sala. And then also, if you're a Barcelona fan, it's Ansu Fati's birthday today, which is the 19th. So all these greats get to celebrate their birthdays with you. That is also great. And so I really hope that you will have a blessed day and that you were spoiled today and enjoy what's left of it. So from us at CCFM, happiest of birthdays to you. And let me just get your weather for the week. So today we had a high of 21 and a low of 13. When I came into Musenberg, it was crazy. Why didn't you tell me that the wind was so bad? But it was, you know, the wind is very, very strong this side of the world. I'm not sure wherever you are if it's that strong. But tomorrow we have a temperature or at least highs of 27 and lows of 16. It will be a partly cloudy day tomorrow, but the temperatures are soaring. And then on Wednesday, we got a partly cloudy day with a high of 23 and a low of 16. Thursday, more of that temperature, or at least similar temperatures, you know, continue with a high of 22 and a low of 16. Friday, same as Wednesday, high of 23, low of 16. Saturday is the 22nd. Oh, yeah, I'm lying. Saturday, there will be degrees, 22 and a low of 15. And then Sunday, we've got a high of 21 and a low of 14. Pray for me, please, as I head off to Citrusdal on Thursday. I always get scared when I go into that community because the temperatures are this high. It means that the snakes are all over the show, and I absolutely hate snakes. So I'm trusting that God is going to hear your prayers and He's going to keep them snakes cold so that they can still be in some form of hibernation. But please do keep me in prayer. We're going to continue with more of the music now. And when we come back, we've got the amazing group Almost Sunday in studio with me.
CCFM 107.5.
Have you been to CCFM's brand new website?
Visit ccfm.org.za now.
I can guarantee you, you're going to see really nice things on our website, so please do go check it out, ccfm.org.za. But as promised, ladies and gentlemen, I've got the very amazing, let me put it that way, a group called Almost Sunday. Are you a group? Are you a band? Are you a worship ministry? Maybe just share that and your names. Let's start with
Cool, so I'm Hailey.
Hi, Hailey.
And to my left is Lwatlin, and to my right is Lloyd.
Hello.
And we also have Geraldo, who unfortunately is stuck at work.
Oh, wow.
So he's, you know, doing the things there.
Yeah.
But, sorry, what is your question again?
Exactly. who is Almost Sunday? And can I ask, how did that name come about, though? That was...
Okay, should I do this one? Okay. So with Almost Sunday, we actually started in 2013.
Wow.
And it actually, Lloyd was there when it all began. So if I remember the story correctly, it was Lloyd and Nathaniel, another friend of ours, and they were kind of just doing like home cells and stuff, like worship within the home groups or whatever. And so it wasn't really like a thing, it was just something that they did.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, Lloyd was learning to play the guitar or something. So it kind of all started very organically like that. And I actually met Lloyd at university.
Oh, wow.
we were in what they call tutorials, and we needed to peer review our like assignments or something, and both of us weren't sitting next to someone. So then the tutor person said, hey, you guys should sit next to each other. And then we just kind of started talking, and I remember he was telling me like, oh, he serves at his church and stuff. And at the time I hadn't met any like saved people.
Yeah.
You know, I had like my friends, but I mean outside of that it was very like not normal for me. So yeah, that's kind of how it started. And then the one day I was we were doing an assignment or something, and then he's like, I'm gonna play, bring the guitar, and then please will you sing. And I was super shy, and then he played like, I will never actually forget, he played what's that song, How Great Is Our God.
Yeah.
And then eventually I just started singing, and then he was like, what? And then the next time he's like, don't you just want to come with me to this thing? And the next minute I'm leading worship with them at this home group.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's pretty much the beginning of
And the name Almost Sunday,
I don't think there's a quite explanation behind the name.
Yeah.
I think the way Lloyd always tells the story, because I wasn't with, but he was with a group of friends, and they just had like a nice chill out evening, and then someone said, it was actually late Saturday night, and then someone said, hey, it's Almost Sunday. And that's how,
oh wow,
yeah, that's how the name just stuck.
That's really, really amazing, though. You know, the first song I remember you guys singing, as I said, I met you guys a few years ago, and I've been silently stalking you. But the song that you guys sang together, I think it was Rooftops, if I'm not mistaken. And so that's so crazy, though, that you were saying Lloyd was starting to play guitar, because the way you guys did it then was like yesterday. It sounded very, very close to my favorite group, which was Jesus Culture.
Oh.
And I was like, yes, man, we've got Ketonians that are doing this thing in the city. And I want to say, even on Friday evening, was it the Friday or the Saturday? You were the Saturday at Artscape. And you ministered. I'm going to use that word, perform, the whole time, but you ministered. And something that stood out for me was just, you know, your hearts for worship and how it came through so strongly, and the emotion that is behind, you know, not only your ministering, but behind the words that you are singing. I really believe when it's so much more powerful if somebody that is presenting it is actually in that song, you know. And so one of my favorite songs that I'm so happy to be playing this evening is Downcast.
Wow.
And so I'm so excited. I'm going to play all your music this evening that we have in the system, so I'm so excited for that. With that, so Lloyd, maybe you can come a bit closer. And so I get to see Lloyd's face ever so often, because our Gangstar Cafe is actually in the church. Yeah. where Lloyd is serving. So how's this journey been since 2013? What have you guys been up to? maybe just share.
Sean, first and foremost, thanks for having us. Hey, like, such a special moment for us.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, 2013 with Oma Sunday, as they were saying, it literally started with me learning to play the guitar with a friend of mine, Nathaniel. And that often would mean that we would go lead worship at different church, you know, different churches, home cell settings. And I remember meeting Ailey at university and I heard her saying, and I was like, hey, we should, like, you know, maybe there's something to this.
Yeah.
And the truth is, I'm sure it's really just a love for, we've seen how music and worship has impacted our lives. And I think 9 years later, that's really much still our, there's such a joy in, like, getting to do this, you know, whether it's the smaller moments, the bigger moments. And so, yeah, we're really grateful. I must say, though, I think in the early days, it was very much like people would often affirm us. And for us, it was more just like, hey, we're actually just like, what are you guys seeing that we don't? But I would say probably like in the second year, it clicked for us to be like, hey, like, we have a sound. God has given us something.
Sure, that's good.
You know, and so I would say from like sort of second year onwards, it's really been intentional about the gifts and the songwriting. And the doors that, you know, has been opened to us has been quite special. And so, yeah, it's been 9 years of Oma Sunday.
Yes, you amen. Know. 9 years. That's 9 years of God's goodness and really God's favor to us. Because I think, you know, now that the name 9 years on is somewhat of a brand, you know, that really speaks of God's favor, you know, just backing you guys. So thank you for not giving up, though, you know, because I work in an organization where creative arts is really the forefront of the ministry that we do. And even our ministry in the UK now, they had 18 bands in the last few years. But heard when our leader came down now that there's one band left out of 18, you know, and that scripture in Galatians 6:9, you know, that comes to mind. It's like, don't grow weary in doing good. Because at the right time you'll, you know, reap fruit or reap a harvest. And so thank you for not giving up, though, because I thought that was such an amazing thing. My daughter was standing very, very close to you for the last song of He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. And but that was such a beautiful thing. So I'm going to go to a music break because I really want to play one of your tracks so that the listeners can get a feel for why I'm so excited. And would you like to back announce the song? You can actually see it there on top. It's the very, very first song right on top. So you can either do it as Lawadlin or as Lloyd or as a collective. And you guys know that language, mustn't it? Because you saw. You can go for it.
I'm gonna go with my radio voice.
I see.
You're about to listen to Almost Sunday, and the song name is Covered.
I say the song's name is Covered.
CCFM 107.5.
Troubled by the waves, and I see the pain as darkness falls. As I feel the fear, I gather all my faith, and your voice calls. A thousand may fall beside you, a thousand all around, but nothing will ever harm you. You confident,
CCFM 107.5.
Yo. Yo. I snatch a microphone and I recite a poem inside my dome. Rap is vital, so I hope to connect with your mind and soul. Passionate disciples, yo, undeniable righteous flows. Baptize you over that street, bam from the vinyl store. Capture an image of attractive literature, fracture miniature. Amateurs damaging the rhythm, distracting our listeners. 14 when I had this vision of impacting million activists, prisoners to shatter all rap diminution. Reasons why lyric approached me, told me to be purely about riches and jewelry. But I just wanted to give my story. So I wrote about my aerial code with people who have the same skin color as mine. Had fear for my foe. This was a stereo. Appeared and showed me the spiritual core of rhythm. So I find peace when you're sharing my flows. And with these metaphors, I'm a predator to competitors. Take the wealth and spread it to the poor. That's how I settle scores. Blow up your boom boxes, just a mic check. I sketch vivid images with these lyrics. I'll digest MCs. Truth, man, stay tuned to this boom bap. Yo, yo, yo. When I speak, I want my words to heal a broken home. When I speak, I wanna raise a nation with my poems. I speak in order to put a smile on a face. And when I speak, I want my words to cure suicide. When I speak, I want my words to heal a broken home. When I speak, I wanna raise a nation with my poems. I speak in order to put a smile on a face. And when I speak, I want my words to cure suicide. I speak to all situations. I speak hope in broken places in order to breed a force that can change and speak love even to those that hate me. I speak patience through the trials and tribulations my people are always facing. I don't speak just to be making a statement. Neither do I speak so that my words hopefully end on a radio playlist. This is motivation. Plan 40 shows on 40 stages. Give me 40 minute sets and I'll speak 40 pages. Speak for those who waking up. It's equal to boarding a slave ship. Pray for some pocket change. They can't afford a payslip. I speak to abortal forms of segregation like Sam Zima. My speech captures scenes that can change the course of a nation. Speak God who told the white couple to adopt a black orphan and raise them towards pens and let them learn to pour thoughts in their pages. Show support and watch him grow, performing on stages till he's confident enough to spit his throat and amaze them. I speak for a generation like Wesley Johnson. He touched the world before the heavens claimed him. I speak for miners who turn to fossils. They seek never make it back to the surface while they bombed at home celebrating. When I speak, I want all the attention you can pay me. Cause I speak beyond possessions and entertainment. I speak in valleys of dry bones. I raise them. I speak like you can't keep it under a portal locked in the basement. When I speak, I want my words to heal a broken home. When I speak, I wanna raise a nation with my poems. I speak in order to put a smile on a face. And when I speak, I want my words to cure suicide. When I speak, I want my words to heal a broken home. When I speak, I wanna raise a nation with my poems. I speak in order to put a smile on a face. And when I speak, I want my words to cure suicide. Now you speak.
To Voice It.
Voice It.
On CCFM 107.5 with Sean Pretorius.
Yes, it's Sean Pretorius, and I'm also joined in studio by the amazing Almost Sunday. And so we've got Lloyd, Haley, and Lawadlin in studio with us. And I just heard that Lawadlin is actually from Beaufort West.
Yeah, that's
great. That's beautiful. Is there rain in Beaufort West now, though?
Of course, of course. I still believe my mother told me that on the 27th of August when I was born, it was actually snowing in Beaufort West.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's still one of the stories that would go around in the family that's so special.
It was so, yeah, just when you were born, there was snow. What a guy.
I don't know if it was two, but yeah.
No, because there has been quite a drought there for some time,
there
eh?
There has been, yeah.
And yes, man, so I'm glad. I'm really, really glad that it's raining. So while we were off air, Lloyd was saying things like he's really grateful for this opportunity. The team was sharing, you know, that this is a great opportunity for them. But I think this is a great opportunity for me as well. You guys are really such an amazing inspiration. I think to many people that want to express themselves but then don't necessarily, you know, might feel that they're not capable of it. And here we're hearing a story about a guy that was learning, yes, you know, in 2013 to play guitar, and God just used what was in your hand and this kind of birth. So what inspires your writing as artists, and what message are you looking to bring across through your music?
I think it's sort of definitely everyday life, and I think a lot of it, or you'll see sort of on the album as well, all the songs are very intentional.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time when we do write, or when I write, it's always, you want to write with somebody else in mind. Like, you know, I think of the songs as encouragements, like, you know, like, this is the situation, what can we write to encourage this person?
Yeah.
The song, if I can share also the song we just listened to, covered, you know, my dad, cancer in 2019, and, you know, Psalm 91, verse 7 was that scripture, which is the chorus of the song.
Yeah.
And that was a song that, you know, we sang over him, and the testimony is that, you know, he got healed and came back clean. And so those are some of just the things that, like, we're writing it with people in mind to encourage them, and this truth, man, that we can sing over friends.
That's
and
amazing.
So, you know,
I love that. Thank you for that, Lloyd. And that's a really, really great testimony, my friend. And so maybe, Hayley, you are the voice of the band. What inspires you? Because you also do some of the music writing. What is it that really, really inspires you, you know, to get into that place?
It's actually so funny even asking that, because when we were driving, my husband and I were talking this afternoon, we were kind of just talking about, like, purpose and, like, how do we know if we're walking that out fully and stuff. And I was saying to him that, I guess for me, what I've come to this realization that, like, in every season of life, it's filled with so much purpose. We actually, it's just up to us to sort of, like, pursue that and then walk that out. And so I think for me, it's sort of that.
Yeah.
Because I guess the older I'm getting, the more I'm realizing that, you know, life is tough in the sense of, like, you know, you've got to make, we're faced all the time with all these, like, intense decisions.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to choose this right way. I guess the older I'm getting, I'm seeing, like, the way really is narrow.
Yeah.
Not just, like, the thing that we say, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's sort of what fuels me in all of it. Whether it's just singing, whether it's, like, writing or whatever it is, even just, like, in my current season of just, like, learning what it means to, like, be a wife.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, what does that look like, and how do I make sure I'm sort of living this life that's worthy of that, you know? So that's kind of the fueling for me. I guess even just from a singing perspective, I never believed that I could sing. I just always liked to. So for me, sort of meeting Lloyd and joining with Omasande was really like this big unlocking of a lot of stuff for me. Really like believing that I actually do bring something to the table, that I actually not only have something to say, but it's like worth having people listen. Which meant a lot to me, you know, even just in figuring out who I am and stuff. So yeah, it's a lot of that stuff for me, which is very deep. But
I think something, thank you for sharing that, and really something that is even standing out to me now, with you being in studio with all of you, is just the humility about it. I think, you know, just sitting there and getting to experience you guys live in a setting of, like, you know, Artscape, which was which is really such a beautiful setting, and to see it. Yeah, man, you were hitting every note. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes it looked like you were doing that, like practicing all day. And that was just like, you know, a moment where you hit every note. Everything that came out was just perfectly in line and in tune. And it's strange to me that you say, I never actually knew I could sing. And I'm like, you can sing.
Yeah.
What is the message that you're hoping to bring across with your music, Lloydland?
I think it's just the heart behind it. We have this little hashtag that goes around in the band. It's a family in every season.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe we should put a copyright on that. but yeah, I think it's just no matter where we find ourselves, just to worship and let that be our heart. No matter, I think Lloyd mentioned earlier, like, no matter what stage it is, whether it's Artscape, whether it's on the beach, just find that space to share our music with everybody and minister as one to the God that we serve. I think through this time, we've also realized that this family in every season means so much to us. We've been through so much together, whether it was a an engagement or a party, birthday party or wedding or whatever, we always celebrate each other. We're always there for each other. We always pray for each other, encourage one another. And that is also like just our music. We want everybody to just share it and be part of it and be part of this Almost Sunday family. It's the three of us or the four of us or the bigger Almost Sunday family. It's just to share our music and let people just come closer and draw closer to God.
Oh man, that's amazing. It's really beautiful, that whole family. You know, we've got this thing at the organization that I work for. It's called Mates on Mission. So obviously you can hear by the word mates, it's British and not the South African version of mate. But we are friends on mission, you know, and there's such a beautiful harmony between all of you, you know, not just on the stage, but you can tell it in your friendships that you celebrate one another, you hurt when one another hurts. And that comes through quite strongly, you know, even to your audience. You can really see the unity, and I believe that that's what brings the blessing, you know, that somebody like me sits there and I weep, because it's very easy for me to cry.
Don't worry, you're not.
Thank you for that. Because, man, many people always tell me, you can try to be hard, but you're a softy. but I think even Downcast, the reason why that song was such a powerful thing for me, while sitting at that very beautiful event, it was like the first time my daughter nearly passed away from COVID, and she was in hospital, and they were about to take into ICU, and God really intervened. It was one of those God moments, you know. And then to see her on stage, it was very, very big for me. I started crying way before the event even started. And then once it gets to that point, you know, and you were hoping, you know, just that family would be around to celebrate with this with you, because we nearly lost the daughter. And so in that moment, I was really downcast. And then the song, you know, just comes. You guys performed it, you see. And you really showed emotion, Ailey, like right at the end. And I was like, flip, God, that's really where I am right now, you know. And thank you for this. Thank you for reminding me that I must worship you, you know, through it. And so thank you for that. Thank you for the authenticity in your music. Thank you for the vulnerability you display. It really is a blessing to so many. I mean, I was one of many sitting there, and I encountered God in a moment, you know, that reminded me to worship him again. So thank you for that. Really, really from the bottom of my heart. And you guys are going to hear this song. So I'm so excited. Excited about this. And when we come back after this, the team is, I would love for you to encourage Cape Town. All three of you can have an opportunity, you know, just to encourage them. And thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being vulnerable about learning to be a wife. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Lewadlin, that this is a family thing, you know, and that you are in this together. And I'm sure that you are being a blessing to Cape Town right now. But if you thought that their voices were great speaking, just listen to the song, and it does things to you.
This is CCFM.
Yes, this is CCFM. This is Sean Lee, and that was Almost Sunday with the song Downcast. Now, I know you must have enjoyed that track of music. So many messages coming through. We've got Megan, that is probably Megan Shoulder, coming through saying, absolutely beautiful, Almost Sunday. May God continue to guide your path. Charmaine Bartlett saying, and stay so humble and blessed. I said, you know, Charmaine Bartlett? No, but Charmaine, thank you. That's really, really kind.
I know that next name, yeah.
Oh, you know Woolrich.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Hey, guys, much love. Almost Sunday from Woolrich. They are such an awesome band, and I hope CCFM will have them more. I hope so, too. And I will advocate for them to be more. Leilani Herzer coming through saying, up your Almost Sunday. Leilani from Wellington tuned in. Yes, and so excited to listen to my friends live on radio. Ooh, Wellington is in the ace. And so, Leilani, thank you so much for that, for sending through some love to them. Let me see if there's more messages. I've got my friend Casey. Oh, Enrico, evening, Pastor Sean, looking forward to the show. Hi, Enrico. Enrico's a colleague, so he's being expressed by saying Pastor Sean Pastor things, man. You know? He's the guy that sits right opposite me, so he makes, but we love you, Enrico. And I think Almost Sunday loves you also. What can we be, before you guys encourage anybody, what can we be expecting in the future? Is there more music coming? They're just doing a quick change. Yeah.
So we had a strat plan, you know, just kind of talking about the future for next year. And I think there's a lot of definitely exciting things that we see. I think for one, definitely we've been sensing it's time for a second album.
Oh, wow.
You know, so we're starting the journey of writing for next year. And we also involved in an event called Beach Worship Show, which happens annually on Clifton once a year.
Yes, yes.
And we're kind of hoping that hopefully we can, because COVID, we couldn't really do that in Jan. And I think next year as well, Hayley's the one that always remembered dates.
Oh, wow.
She's
well
the
done.
One that's like, guys, you know that we've been together for 6 months. And so anyway, next year it's 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So we really want to go out with a bang and sort of...
I don't say go out.
Sorry.
No.
Please never go out.
Definitely
yeah.
Have a
bigger
yeah.
Yeah, so you do want to do a celebratory moment for that next year. So I think those are three things that you're excited for next year.
Was at the beach thing that Keith Lawrence?
Yes.
What a legend.
Yeah, so Keith and Lloyd, they started up the whole thing. The beach.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay, that's brilliant. Yeah. So in memory of, he was such a great guy. Met Keith. I was at the Calvin Protestant Church growing up, and so I was at the North Pine one, and so that's how I knew the family there. The priest actually married my mom and dad many years ago. My grandfather was one of the two evangelists that the Calvin Protestant Church then had many years ago. So our family was very embedded in that. So when the camps were happening, they asked me to come, and that's why I met Keith. Sure. And our friendship was just like, you know, just blossomed from there. And I was very sad to find out, because I was off social media. And when I came back onto social media, I just saw that post. Oh, man. But we love him, and we love Andy, and she's also such an amazing person. Yeah, so very, very excited for that 10-year celebration. I do hope that you're going to make an album with at least 10,000 songs on. 1,000 may fall beside you, ne? Yes.
Are you still a Calvinist, or have you moved on? I'm always excited when I hear another Calviner.
Calviner. Listen, it will always be embedded in my heart. If there's something that the Calvinist movement or the Calvin Church has taught me, is a love for God's Word. And staying true, you know, to the unadulterated Word of God. I have since moved on, and I pastor a church in Mowbray, and that is autonomous. It's a charismatic church, and so. But I do still touch base. I'm very connected to Reverend Janine at the Calvin Protestant
Janine
Church in
Matesa,
100%. Yeah. Yes. So she, my grandfather was a Sunday school teacher.
Oh, wow.
So we go back many years, and I love the brigade and all those kind of things. Oh. My grandfather was also like the head of the brigade. And
I think that's where my love for they call it the Tromoki.
Tromoki, I see.
Because I was the guy that had to normally play the first. I don't know what they call it now. I was also in the brigade.
Oh, okay, brilliant. My family was very much in the brigade. But we moved to North Pine, and we weren't staying in the Athlone area, so the North Pine Church didn't have much of a brigade. They barely had drums. But that's amazing. So you're a Calviner as well?
I used to be, I serve at Every Nation now, but I used to attend Calvinist Church in Ravensmead.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's brilliant.
I think
that's amazing how God connects. Well, my pastor as well, Othniel Uister, also Calvinist, came from there. His mom... my grandfather was also his mom's Sunday school teacher, and God like just brought all these Calviners together, that are now in the charismatic movement. Like Grace Chapel, I don't know if you guys know the church, Grace Chapel, Pastor Jethro. His mom was also Calvinist. So it's amazing, Oh, God, it's just... Sure. Any other Calvinists?
Yeah. I'm the only one.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, I saw you playing the cajon,
Yeah.
And that's amazing. I try to play it, but I'm still doing school bunk kappa, that? Adding more beats than I should. But I really love it. I just love the drum sound, and that's one thing I love, Lawadlin, just your simplicity in it. Even with that shaker thing, you were just adding the vibes, bro.
Just feel it,
brilliant. So I would really love for you to encourage Cape Town this evening, you know. And maybe just keep in mind those who might be sitting on this gifting that had that same thoughts as you, Ailey, where you said, I wasn't really sure, you know, I could sing and that I could sing this way and that God could use me to this capacity. What would you say to somebody sitting on that right now?
Wow. You know, I think this whole like singing and worship leading thing is just something that feels very outside of me many times. And I think it's really taught me, because I'm the type of person that's very, I want to know everything that's going to happen. Yeah. I want to plan it. So he's not joking when he says, I remember all the dates because that's just how I'm wired.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like this space of life that really cannot be controlled and it really takes a lot. It requires a lot of surrender. So what I would say to people who are, you know, like sort of processing life in this way, is to just kind of, I would say you really just like stay near to God. I think in that, pursuing that nearness was where I really found my voice. So the things you were saying earlier about reaching notes and stuff, I mean, these guys can tell you that was not me even a couple of years ago. Everything was in the key of B.
Yeah.
It's very, you know. But it's just in that nearness and just kind of figuring out like who I am, like who is Hayley, you know. It was in finding my voice, and so now that's why I can, you know, sing in the way that I'm singing, because it's this coming from this place of really just knowing who I am.
Wow.
And knowing what I need to do
in
the various spaces I walk into. So, you know, yeah, I don't know. I would just say that figuring out like who you are and what's fueling your desire to want to sing or want to lead worship or want to perform or whatever. Because, you know, it is, for lack of a better term, quite cutthroat out there.
Yeah.
Even, you know, in the worship scene, it can be quite intense, and you can really lose the essence of who you are and what you're meant to do, because you're chasing lots of stuff. So yeah, I think it's nearness that has brought me here, and it's how I anchor myself even now in the chaos. I'm just like, you know, it's crazy in your mind because you've not been near.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's encouraging, but it's just the only way that I've known how to process life.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for that. That is really encouraging. Lloyd, quickly, that person sitting with a guitar in his hand now saying, man, I'm inspired, to just start something, call it almost Tuesday. You know?
I think from the get-go, I would say not to despise the small moments. I think the sitting in your room, learning, you know, on YouTube, getting your G chord right, don't despise that. I always say, like, you know, fall in love with your instrument. If there's new songs that comes out that you need to learn, you know, be diligent in that. I truly believe that, you can dare to dream and own the gift, like, and so in the small moments, don't despise what you're doing in your room, because God can essentially use that and do what you need to do, inspire you. So, yeah, keep that process going.
Oh, man, love that, my man. And, you know, it's crazy because that scripture actually in another translation says, who dare despise humble beginnings, you know? It's almost like God is like, hey, what are you thinking? Everything great started small. So thank you for that. That is really inspiring. Lwadlin, from school desks, you know, to stages. How do you, how would you inspire someone?
I think if you're really passionate about your gift or what you want to do, I think just go with it. No matter, I think, like you just said, in our school there's Tromoki playing djembe, that the skin is so messed up that the skin is so messed up that it's not even tuned or anything, but once you really have that passion to play your heart out, it doesn't matter where you are or what instrument you're playing. Like, as long as your heart is in it, like, just continue to go with it, no matter how false it sounds or offbeat it is. And that's basically how I started. Like, there was times I didn't feel comfortable, or the stage is too big, or I'm playing with these guys that know all these chords and like Alice is Nidia Makai, and I'm like, but I also know that why I'm here.
Yeah.
So just continue and never give up. because nowadays it's so easy to just give up and move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But stick with it and just see, like, okay, it can take you somewhere.
Well.
So yeah, I mean, passion and just wholehearted.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Consistency is key. And so, guys, I really thank you. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for braving through this wind. It was crazy, man. Yeah, see, when I came into Musenberg earlier, I was surprised at the wind. My cap blew off and there was this kind person that saw, that uncle is definitely not running after the cap. And he ran all the way after my cap and brought it to me. But thank you. Thank you for braving through this weather. And this is definitely not going to be the last time you come here onto the show. You're always welcome, but I'm sure, I'm really, really sure, after hearing all of that this evening, that everybody's going to want a piece of Almost Sunday. Any final goodbyes from you to people that you love? Yeah. This is part of Ailey, you know, learning to be a wife. Do not forget to say my name on air.
That was one of the things that my wife said. Please send a shout out. So, Kim Bosman, this one is for you. I love you. So, I have to send that shout out. But yeah, just to everybody, like the Almost Sunday family, thank you so much for this journey and walking this journey with us. We really just appreciate it. Family in every season. And that's what these guys are, and everybody else out there that's part of the Almost Sunday, the bigger Almost Sunday family.
Sure.
So thanks to those guys that's also tuning in. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, man. That's great, man. Lord, are you going to let out any secret?
I feel like you stole my words, but I think I think we're really big on community and relationships, and I think a large part of why we're here today and, you know, could achieve the things that they do. We're grateful for all that relationship.
Yeah.
So to the bigger Almost Sunday family, the friends that we've met along the way, the collaborations, we, you know, sincerely grateful. And so, yeah, just a shout out to the family for, you know, making it happen with us.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess I'll end off. So, I was actually just thinking, you keep speaking about the Artscape, and obviously we were there because of His Kingdom Dance School. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to His Kingdom, Auntie Lucinda, Uncle Bertram. We love you and we appreciate you. And then, you know, because he said to his wife, I have to say, what did you say? You said a name, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll say, so this one goes to Alvina Rubain. Yeah, and just to everyone, I know my mother-in-law, she lives in Oudtshoorn, and she's always on top of all the things. So she's probably going to send me screenshots later to say, I was there. Obviously my mom also, she's always listening and stuff. So yeah, that's everyone.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for coming to the studio, and thank you for all that you are doing for the worship ministry scene in Cape Town. Continue going. Continue setting that bar. It's very, very high. Can I say that? You guys are an amazing compliment. And I really pray that God would open so much more doors for you, so that you could glorify Him and truly glorify Him in everything that you do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are going to go into our worship triple play. And so please do reflect on everything you heard. And we're going to start off with one of Almost Sunday's tracks called The City Is Yours. Enjoy. So you will have some time to send through those messages.
All over the Mother City is CCFM 107.5.
That was Jesus Culture with Unstoppable Love. And before that, we had Maverick City with the song Breathe that features Chandler Moore. And I do hope that you are enjoying the music that I'm playing this evening. This is your last chance to get through a message before we close off the show with prayer. So if you require any prayer, please do send it through to the number 061-798-1075. Thank you to all the messages that have come through that have really affirmed, you know, Almost Sunday. They are an amazing bunch of individuals. So thank you so much for sending them all that love. But if you want me to pray with you this evening, please do send through that number, or at least your request to the number 061-798-1075. If I could ask, please start your message with the word pray, so that our prayer friends can even pick it up after this. I'll definitely be praying for you, but we do have prayer friends, you know, that do pray along. alongside you as well, that intercede alongside you. So please do, again, P-R-A-Y, pray, and your message to 061-798-1075. We're going to go to another music break, and when we return, we'll be praying over all the SMSs that have come through. So please do send them through right now.
This is CCFM.
This is CCFM, and this is Sean Lee, and this is where we park it for the evening. Thank you so much for all your messages coming through, and I'm so grateful for your participation in tonight's show. Sis V calling me Sis Karen this evening. Sis V, I'm very disappointed in that now. No, Sis Karen, it's Sean here, Sis V. Sandy coming through saying, pray for me. I will definitely do so. Mpumi coming through, thank you for that. We'll definitely be praying. Yuna coming through, thank you so much for your message. And also number ending in 0387. I will definitely be praying alongside you. Father, we thank you so much just for this evening. What a great evening it was, Lord. We got to interview an amazing group of individuals in the form of Almost Sunday. I want to pray, Lord, for the ministry, that you will continue to grow them and the influence in the city. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to inspire their writing. And Lord, may they continuously glorify you, Lord Father God. And as they lift you up, may all hearts be drawn unto you. I pray for their future and all plans that they have with a 10-year celebration coming up. May you have your way and your will even in that, Lord. And we want to pray right now for Sandy. We ask, Lord Jesus Christ, that you would really, really be with her. I pray that you'll be with Peter, Father God. I pray that you would really, really bless him. I also pray for Mpumi that is awaiting, feedback from the interview, Lord. Would you intervene? And if it is your will for Mpumi, Lord Father God, then let your will be done, we pray. We thank you for Sis V, getting my name right. We also pray for Yuna, for Yuna, just for the financial breakthrough that she is requiring. And we know, God, we can look to you because your word declares that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider, so we really look to you. And we trust, Father in heaven, that you would be there for each and every person coming through for prayer. Father, we want to pray where healing is required. Would you send your healing? Father, where providence is required, would you provide? Lord Father, where shelter is required, would you provide homes? Father, we just want to pray that you would have your way this evening. We love you. We honor you, Lord. And we ask that you would have your way in and through our lives. And Father, even for those who are working this evening that are still on the roads, would you bless them? Would you protect them? Even me as I'm driving home, would you be with me and guide me? But Father, we want to ask that you be glorified. And those, Lord Father, who have not found you as Savior yet, I pray that you would find them, meet them where they are at, and would you just fill them afresh with your Spirit. We think of our matriculants that started writing today with their final exams, also for college students. Lord Jesus, would you please bless them. Let the wisdom come to mind. Let all their studying not be in vain. I pray that through your Spirit you will empower them to write their exams and pass with flying colors. Have your way, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. And just like that, our time is over until next week. Remember, next week is my last show with you until December, because I will be heading out to Manchester for 3 weeks. And so I will really, really miss you guys. Ne? I'll be going for a conference, so please, I pray that you would just have mercy on me. And I will definitely see you soon. Miss me, man, because I'm going to miss you also. Next week, we have one more week together before I leave the shores of Cape Town. But I don't want to speak too much. I need to head on out of here. I need to get into my car and drive all the way home. So please pray for me. Continue to pray for me. And so we'll definitely see each other next week. I'm not sure who I'll be interviewing, but I'm sure that we can get somebody coming through to the show. And then we can encourage you even further, like Almost Sunday did this evening. But that's where I park it. From me, Sean Lee, remember to love God, to love people, and make disciples. Peace out.